You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time, direct from Hollywood. Tonight, Jane Wyman and Herbert Marshall in a radio version of the sparkling Universal International comedy, Hired Wife. Now, here is your Saturday evening host, Herbert Marshall.
Good evening. Tonight is a night for laughter. Our play is the amusing comedy, Hired Wife. And our stars, the beautiful and talented Jane Wyman. Now, Miss Wyman plays the part of my secretary, and I'm supposed
to... Oh, please, Bart. Let me tell them what you're like. Nobody knows a boss as well as his secretary.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jane Wyman.
Thank you. Tonight, Herbert Marshall plays the part of a rather preoccupied president of a cement company. I suppose some girls would think him a little on the stupid side.
Now, just a moment, Jane, please. I think I'm rather a nice person.
Oh, nice enough. But remember that in the 6 years I've been your secretary, you've never even noticed that I'm pretty.
That is rather stupid of me, isn't it? Because you are very pretty, Jane.
You see what I mean, Bart?
Yes, Jane. I'll have to correct that.
Well, it's nicely taken care of in the play, so on with it.
First, on with Wendell Niles.
Now, Frigidaire presents Act One of Hired Wife, starring Jane Wyman and your Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Spring does something to me. Even in the middle of Manhattan, I find that I become aware of things. I walk differently. I want to sing a little. And I notice people. People as individuals, I mean. That's the most important thing. A blonde isn't just a blonde. She becomes, how can I say it, an exquisite expression of... A blonde becomes the essence of... A blonde is like a poem that... A blonde is... Oh, hang this office phone. Hello.
I have the paving contracts ready for you to sign, Stephen.
Oh.
And you have a luncheon appointment with Mr. Van Horn, and Mr. Munford will see you at 3:00.
All right, Kendall. Bring me the contracts.
I'll be right in.
I wonder if Kendall ever notices it's spring. Maybe being secretary to the president of a cement company isn't exactly romantic. Now, what was I thinking of before? Oh, yes, blondes.
Good morning, Stephen. Here are the contracts.
Kendall, what time of year is this?
Time to line up contracts for the summer.
Don't you ever think of anything except cement?
It's what you pay me for.
You're the best secretary on Broadway, but you lack imagination. Kendall, it's spring. It's beautiful. It's
open season on blondes.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, every spring for 5 years, I've rescued you from too much imagination. And paying off the annual blonde isn't cheap, Stephen.
I can assure you there's nothing to be afraid of this time.
In which case, let's talk about cement. Now,
if I have any blonde in mind, it's merely an advertisement.
Well, great Scott, you're not going to advertise for one.
Don't be stuffy. You see that signboard across the street? Now, that's good. A new car and a girl in a bathing suit standing beside it.
Probably has an automatic rumble seat.
She probably has.
Car, I mean.
Oh. It's a clever ad, though, isn't it? I've sent for the artist. I want to show him what I mean about streamlining our cement ads. We need 1947 ideas, something rich and clever. And
blonde.
We need something warm and human.
The cement you love to touch.
We must give our cement personality.
Well, why not mix it with perfume?
Now, that blonde girl in the bathing suit. That ad has punch appeal. We'll use a girl. She'll be our trademark.
DCMFB.
Huh?
Dexter Cement means fine blondes.
You're being flipped, Kendall. Let me have the contract. Who is the girl in the bathing suit?
I don't know the name, but the face is on the canned tomatoes I use.
Get hold of her. I'll see her myself.
Wouldn't it be easier and quicker to pay her off right now?
Get hold of that girl, Kendall. This is business.
All right, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Yes.
Oh, good evening, Miss Walden. My name is Kendall Browning.
I'm just about to go out for the evening.
The company I'm with is...
Is it a posing job?
Oh, yes.
See my agent.
Well, I've seen them, Miss Walden. They sent me here.
Well, I can't talk tonight. Phone me next week, but not before 11 in the morning.
I'll tell Mr. Dexter.
Dexter? Which Dexter?
Stephen Dexter, president of Dexter Cement.
Oh, he's very,
Yes, very wealthy.
Do you know what Mr. Dexter has in mind?
In a general way.
Will it be a big campaign?
The usual spring. Pressure campaign.
I'll call him tomorrow.
I'm sure you will.
Now, where is he, Kendall? I'm his lawyer. I have a right to know.
I don't know where he is.
For 3 days he's been away from the office most of the time. Is something the matter?
Yes, it's spring.
What's spring got to do with it?
He falls in love. This year it's with a signboard across the street. Take a look.
Oh, gee. Wish somebody'd give me that for a Christmas present.
Well, he's not waiting until Christmas.
I mean the car.
He doesn't. Look at this new ad layout. Her picture's on every cement bag. Roads of romance are paved with Dexter cement.
What's your opinion?
Of which bag?
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Big combine's all ready to squeeze the life out of the Dexter Cement Company, Kendall. We're sunk unless Stephen can raise $500,000.
He can't.
Well, then it's curtains. They've got us, Kendall, but good. Tomorrow they're going to force us into bankruptcy.
Is it that bad?
He'll take everything he has, everything. He's trapped.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
Van Horn. Hello, Kendall.
Oh, isn't this weather beautiful?
Well, that depends on whom you've had lunch with.
It's no secret. I had lunch with Miss Walden.
And she's a wonderful girl, unquote.
Don't be sarcastic, Kendall. She is wonderful. She's a simple, honest, fine creature.
And it might interest you to know she likes me, too.
Could the fact that you once were very rich have anything to do with it?
She's not that kind.
Any bets?
What do you mean I once was rich?
Tomorrow you and the church mouse are going to be brothers under the skin.
What does she mean, Van Horn?
The cement combine's attaching everything tomorrow. You won't have a nickel left.
If I had another month.
Yeah, but you have.
What can we do?
Oh, there is a way out.
Then what are we waiting for?
Well, it's like this. They can't tie up your money or your business if it's in your wife's name.
My what?
You've got to put every last sack of cement, your house, even the shirt on your back in your wife's name.
Well, what wife? I haven't got a wife.
Well, I thought of that, too. So you've got to get married today. The nearest state you can be married in right off, South Carolina.
Kendall, get a plane for South Carolina. Get in touch with Miss Walden and tell her to meet me at the airport.
You mean she loves you?
I'm not asking you to love me yet, just to marry me.
Just marry you? Why, Stephen, to a woman, marriage is serious. It's sacred.
I know all that. You just find one and have her on that plane.
Well, I can't drag her by her phony eyelashes.
Now, look, Kendall, you're a woman.
Has that gotten around?
You know how to talk to another woman.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is Kendall Browning, Miss Walden. Mr. Dexter asked me to phone you and ask you if you'd marry him tonight.
Well, I hardly know what to say.
Well, yes or no would do nicely.
Oh, it isn't a very romantic way to propose, but I suppose dear Stephen has his reasons.
Look, Walden, we're both girls trying to get along, so let's not be coy about this, hmm? This is strictly business.
But marriage is such an important thing.
The most important thing is that this marriage will put you within spending distance of some very serious sugar.
Go on, I'm listening.
Play it smart, you can write your own ticket. For certain financial reasons, Stephen has to have a wife. He's got to get married.
Oh, he's on a spot, is he? What a break for Blondie. Boy, oh, boy.
You mean that...
Where do I meet him?
At the airport, 5:00, the plane for Charleston.
How nice. I've never been married in Charleston.
I'll tell him.
Do you mind if I tell you something first?
No, go right ahead.
This is the most stupid sales talk I ever listened to. I never heard such brass in my life.
What does she say, Kendall?
Anything she says from here on out's all the same. I don't think she'll meet him.
Well, any girl would have refused the way you put it up to her.
Oh, do you think so?
Would you be there?
Oh, don't worry, I'll be there.
Kendall, did I say you weren't clever? I take it back. Just what's on your mind?
Spring.
And as for you, Miss two must be twins. One woman couldn't be so contemptible. I've had lots of conniving dates.
Kendall Browning, take Stephen for your lawfully wedded husband until death do you part.
I do.
Then, according to the laws of the state of South Carolina.
Kendall, now that we're home, I want to tell you something. You're a rare sort of woman. You don't let people down. Thanks for marrying me, Kendall.
Oh, you're welcome, I'm sure. It's all a day's work. Sort of thing I've always done for you, like signing papers, seeing people for you.
Kendall, darling.
No, don't kiss me, Steve.
Why not? You're my wife.
I'm only the woman you married. I'm not here in your house because you want me. I'm just a substitute for the woman you really want. She might have said yes when I called her. Only the way I put it, she had to refuse your bid.
Bid?
Well, no woman likes to admit she's for sale, even if she is.
You made Phyllis believe I thought I could buy her. You treated her in my name as if she were cheap, nasty...
Not cheap.
Why, you double-crossing, conniving...
Stephen, someone has to do your thinking for you. Now, you don't make any sense when it's spring and there's a blonde around. Maybe you do really love her, in which case I made a mistake.
Mistake? Oh, just a trifling error.
Well, what I've done can be undone. Your business is safe now, and that's what counted. You signed all the papers giving me your money, and you know I'm not going to take advantage of you.
Kendall, what am I going to do about you?
Now, what do you want to do about me, Stephen?
Oh, stop acting married.
We are, you know.
Well, don't take advantage of a technicality. Why don't you go home, Kendall?
Where am I?
Will you please get out of my house?
Your house? You just signed it over to me.
You're going to get tough with me, Kendall Browning?
The name is Dexter, and I am.
All right. If you want to fight, you've got one. I'll begin tomorrow. I'm going to take Phyllis Walden to the Swan Club.
Now, listen. For business reasons, you're supposed to be a bona fide bridegroom. Look, why don't you and Phyllis pack up a nice picnic lunch or
Kendall,
something?
I'm disappointed in you. I trusted you. You were my right hand, the most efficient businesswoman I knew.
That's the trouble. To you, I was like a machine, a kind of glorified calculating machine. Ah, what's the use? If you really love Phyllis, then I'm sorry. Go ahead and go to the Swan Club with her.
After all, Kendall, our marriage was really for the sake of business.
You're so right. So from now on, I'll behave like a businesswoman.
That's being sensible.
I propose a toast. Here's to Phyllis.
Good.
The gal with a heart of cement.
In a moment, we continue with Act Two of Hired Wife, starring Jane Wyman and Herbert Marshall, with music composed and conducted by Johnny Green. Our radio presentation of Hired Wife continues, starring Jane Wyman, whose magnificent performance you've probably seen in The Yearling, and our host, Herbert Marshall. Hired Wife is being presented by Frigidaire through arrangement with Universal International Studios, now releasing Mark Hellinger's Swell Guy, starring Ann Blythe and Sonny Tufts. Now, Act Two of Hired Wife.
Now, stop pacing the office floor, Stephen, and listen to me. You too, Kendall. Now, the situation is this. Cement Combine figures there's something like collusion in this marriage between you two.
There is.
They can't prove anything, Van Horn.
Well, not if you behave yourself.
Well, they needn't worry on that score.
Well, if they can prove collusion, you're right back where we started. Believe me, if they could come in here now and see your faces on the second day of your marriage.
What do you expect me to be doing? Dancing a spring song?
You don't dance a song, you sing it.
You're both forgetting this is business. For business reasons, I married my secretary. For business reasons, I signed over all my property to her. That doesn't mean she fell in love with me or I with her. In fact, I'm in love with someone else and she knows it. And I think Phyllis loves me.
For business reasons.
Hello. Oh, she is. I'll be right out. You might phone the Swan Club, Kendall. Get me reservations for tonight.
Okay.
Hello, Phyllis. We'll talk out here.
I came over as soon as I got your message, Stephen. But I want you to know I'm furious with you.
No, don't take it out of me. Phyllis, will you marry me?
Right now?
In about 2 months. Please say yes now. I'll court you very heavily later.
There's something fishy about all this.
It's all very simple, Phyllis. I'm asking you to marry me because I'm already married.
What?
No, I mean, No, to me, marriage is a business.
Well, after all...
My marriage to Kendall is business, I mean. It's all mixed up with cement.
Well,
excuse me. I'm looking for Miss Browning.
She's in there. Will you marry me?
Well...
No, not you. And stop staring at me. If you want Miss Browning, she's in that office. Phyllis, let's not try to talk about it now. Let's talk tonight at the Swan Club.
Ah, the Swan Club. Very fine food. Very fine food. In this office?
Yes.
Thank you too much, senor. Kendall, darling, how are you?
Jose Braganza. Well, it's about time you got here. What held you up?
Oh, I'm sorry, my darling. Forgive me, my blessed one.
Excuse me. This is no place for a lawyer.
Oh, Mr. Van Horn, Mr. Braganza.
Hello. Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, now let's get down to business.
Oh, business is terrible. That rich woman who wanted to marry me decided it should remain just a beautiful friendship.
Oh, what a shame. So now?
Now I'm freelance again.
Oh, then you wouldn't mind making love to someone for me.
But that's my vocation. In a modest way, I'm what you might call a genius. Can you let me have $10 so I can eat for a day or two?
Here's 20. Now, congratulate me. I've just been married.
That's wonderful. To who?
To the man who was standing just outside the door.
Ah, yes, the one who was asking the blonde girl to marry him. How nice, Kendall. I congratulate you. When do we begin my assignment?
Tonight, the Swan Club, 8 o'clock. And be very charming, Jose.
My charm, like my poverty, is always with me, darling. See you tonight.
May I help you, monsieur?
You have a table reserved for Dexter?
They are at the table. Follow me, monsieur.
Jose!
Ah, Kendall, I was just going to your table. The head waiter said you were already there.
Well, he probably means my husband and his, our guest.
Ah, Kendall, you look so beautiful. You take my breath away. You are divine. Now, let's see. Who's our guest?
Miss Walden, a friend of Stephen's.
Is she a blonde?
This year.
A very, very blonde?
Practically invisible.
Is it the one I saw your husband talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Is she rich?
She doesn't have to be. She's pretty.
Oh.
In an ugly sort of way. Oh, there we are, you little rascals. You got here before us.
Kendall, what are you doing here?
Oh, Miss Walden, how lovely you look. Oh, this is my friend Jose Braganza from South America, Miss Walden.
Hello.
And my husband, Stevens.
Señor, señorita, me gusta muy mucho venir
aquí. Sit down, won't you?
Have you ordered dinner, Papa?
I'll take care of that. Suppose you and I have a dance.
Oh, I'd love it. Jose, make yourself charming to Miss Walden and tell her all about your ranches in Brazil.
Ranches? Oh!
You dance divinely, Stephen.
What are you up to, Kendall? What's the idea of breaking in on our privacy with that Braganza fellow?
Privacy here?
Phyllis and I are leaving.
Oh, no, we mustn't do that. We've got to look like everything's all right between us. Business reasons, you know. Think of all the cement that we'd lose if that cement combine should figure out.
Oh, stop talking like they were a Gestapo or something.
Stephen, you see that man over there looking at us?
What about him?
Look at his feet.
Well, they're just big, that's all.
And flat. He's a detective, you see what I mean? Now, the thing for us to do is to pretend like we're head over heels in love and that actually Jose and Phyllis are that way about each other.
Now, listen to me, Kendall.
Oh, it's good business. If we make one slip, the combine will be down on your head. Now, let's go back to the table, huh?
Okay.
Smile, Stevie.
I don't want to smile.
Then I'll have to tickle your ribs.
Stop that. No, Kendall, quit it.
Let us in on it.
Hello, children. Enjoying each other?
Jose just ordered the most wonderful dinner for us.
Isn't that nice, Papa?
Will you stop calling me Papa?
Now, you must pardon Stephen, Phyllis. He's so shy about the coy ways of newlyweds. Why don't you two dance? Oh, and Phyllis, don't get Jose started talking about his polo ponies. He likes to describe everyone. And he has... How many have you, Jose?
40.
My goodness, what do you do with them all?
Play polo. Isn't that clever of me?
What a fascinating man. Don't you think he's fascinating, Stephen?
World famous.
Shall we dance, Phyllis?
I'd love to.
Oh, make him tell you about his fazenda, Phyllis.
His what?
Well, over 20,000 acres.
Oh, fazenda's a farm.
What a brilliant girl. I'm going to like her, Kendall.
Oh, and she's going to like you, too. Fazenda and all. Good morning, Stephen. How are you this morning? I put the estimates for the bridge job on your desk. I thought maybe you...
Kendall, wasn't that Jose who left here a moment ago?
Oh, yes, he's such a dear fellow.
Must you entertain him here in this office?
I wasn't entertaining him. He dropped in to ask me for lunch. Then he remembered he was having lunch with Phyllis.
He's had lunch with her every day for 3 weeks, and dinner, and the theater, and nightclubs. He bought her a parrot. A fortune hunter.
Whose fortune is he hunting? Phyllis's?
I don't want him hanging around.
Around me, Stephen?
Around anybody. Kendall, you know as well as I do that we've beaten the Combine. There's nothing they can do to us. They gave up today.
Oh, Stephen, I'm so glad.
And I appreciate the help you've been. So now we can get a divorce.
Why, I don't think I'll let you divorce me, Stephen.
Then I shall have to do it anyway.
On what grounds?
Jose.
Oh, that's comical. Any complaints you have on that score, you'd better take up with Phyllis.
Not a question of my divorcing her. I don't want to divorce her.
You really love her, don't you, Stephen?
That's not the point. I mean, it is the point. Of course I do.
Well, then you might as well know everything. I've been footing the bills for Jose to take Phyllis out all the time.
You've been paying the bills, even the parrot?
Mm-hmm. I'll admit that that was a bit of a load. It's very expensive.
Oh, my poor Kendall, that's not right. I'll see that you get every penny back.
Well, it was your money, Stephen, remember?
My money, of course it was. Are you out of your mind? I've been paying to have that gigolo steal my girl. Ye gods, why did you do it?
Well, I thought I'd save you from her. But if you really love her, then I've just made another mistake.
Mistake? The woman wrecks my life and calls it a mistake.
But you don't need to get a divorce, Stephen.
What do you suggest, that I strangle you instead?
No, just read this wire. From the man in South Carolina who performed our marriage ceremony. Arrived just a few
Kendall,
minutes ago.
Kendall, did you read this?
Yes. Seems the old fella's license expired the day we got there.
Then he had no right to marry us. Our marriage wasn't legal.
That's right.
Then I'm free. Do you hear? I'm free.
Yes. You're just Stephen Dexter. And I'm just Kendall Browning.
Great. Wonderful.
You can have Phyllis now, and I hope you'll be very happy. Only I'm a liar.
Hello. Mind if I come in?
Couldn't have picked a better moment.
I forgot where Jose said we were to lunch, and I thought maybe he might have come up here.
He did, Phyllis. Look, Donnie.
Oh, how are you, Stephen? Haven't seen you in some time.
No,
You'll be seeing more of him.
I will? Has anything happened?
Well, you might as well know, Phyllis. Jose hasn't got any polo ponies. He hasn't even got a fazenda. In fact, he hasn't any money. I've been paying the bills for him.
You have? What's he to you?
Oh, don't let's complicate this anymore.
And he's been lying to me all this time. He's poor. He's nothing but a fraud, a faker.
Now, watch your language. There's a man present.
Phyllis, dear.
It's all my fault. I know. I planned the whole thing. So now I bow out of everything. I'm no longer Stephen's wife or secretary or anything. But don't blame a girl for trying. So long, Stephen.
Goodbye, Kendall.
Well...
For 6 years, she's bossed me and bullied me, butted in here and butted in there, pushed me this way and that way. I should have known she'd do anything to get her own way. I was a fool.
No, not you. Me.
Huh? You?
I should have known right away that Jose was a phony. I've been around. Honest men just don't make love that well.
6 years. Why, I stood more from her than I'd stand for the woman I loved.
Him and his polo ponies and fazendas and parrots.
Show me in all history a more vicious woman. Honor and decency mean nothing to her.
I knew men could be low, but not that low.
She schemes, she lies, she cheats, and at my expense.
Makes me fall in love with
the
him.
Cheap, conniving,
polo ponies.
Calculating machine.
I could strangle him.
Why do you suppose she does that to me?
Because she loves you.
That's just it, because she...
Oh, Stephen. When are we going to stop kidding ourselves?
I'm glad you said that first. You love that fazendalist Latin, don't you?
Yes. It doesn't make any sense.
Why do I love Kendall?
You always have, you dope. I knew that.
Why doesn't somebody tell me these things? Hey, come on. We've got to find them.
I'll take a hamburger with everything.
Same for me.
We ought to go to a fancy restaurant, Kendall, and make a night of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tragic day.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to think of what Phyllis will say to me. Wish I had a fazenda to go hide on.
Did you fall in love with her, Jose?
Hopelessly. I'll never be the same again.
Here we are.
We're looking everywhere for you.
Say, I've got something to say to you.
Now, don't hit me, Phyllis. Campbell. Phyllis, please. I love you. If I lose you, I go to the devil.
Where do you go if you get me?
I go to work.
You dog!
Kendall, I'll make it very short and to the point.
You can't fire me, Stephen. I've already quit.
Kendall, I love you. Mind you, I'm not giving in.
Giving in's my department.
You mean it? You'll marry me?
As often as you like.
Oh, come on, let's celebrate.
Right, make it four hamburgers.
Thank you, Jane Wyman and Herbert Marshall, for your clever performances in Hired Wife. In just a moment, our host, Herbert Marshall, will return to tell you about next week's star and story. Jane Wyman appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers Pictures, producers of Humoresque. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer. Now here again is your Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most thrilling and suspenseful dramas I've ever played in is Somerset Maugham's great masterpiece, The Letter. And next week, we'll have as our guest the famous English actress, Anne Todd, who many of you saw in The Seventh Veil. She's taking time out from her new Alfred Hitchcock picture to appear with me in the leading role of The Letter. Our third star will be that fine actor, Vincent Price.
Don't forget next week, Anne Todd, Herbert Marshall, and Vincent Price in Somerset Maugham's arresting drama, The Letter. And your regular Frigidaire host...
As ever, Herbert Marshall. Good night.
Hollywood Star Time is directed by Jack Johnstone. Tonight's script is written by Forrest Barnes. Just a reminder, friends, 1.5 million men in Uncle Sam's armed forces still need what USO brings them. Home-like surroundings in foreign lands, wholesome entertainment, a helping hand for their families. And nearly 200,000 veterans and GIs confined to hospital beds still need the morale-building work of USO. Yes, they still need USO, and USO is you. So give your support to USO in every way you can. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.